This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at LinkedIn.com/decide. That's LinkedIn.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
Hey, it's Carson and Kennedy. Welcome to the podcast for Tuesday, January 26th, 2021. We have the Good Vibe Tribe with some really great audio, a remix of a Nickelback song done to an old sailing shanty?
Sea shanty.
Sea shanty.
It's hard to say.
Sea shanty. Thank you, Dan. Also, I had an interesting day yesterday. Life tried to kick me in the nuts. What else do we have? Oh, we're going to do another round of prop up, or actually this is our first round of prop up your mom and pop shop. And Annie is obsessed with garbage television. We'll get her update on The Bachelor. If you missed the big announcement yesterday from our governor, it is now getting ready to go into phase two of the vaccines for COVID-19 in Massachusetts.
Oh, that's awesome.
That's exciting news. It really is.
The governor sent this out, although I have to say a big shout out to Dr. Sal, because Dr. Sal sent it to me before the governor did.
Wow. Hey now!
You got the inside scoop. Let's
yeah,
go.
He texts me. He's like, hey, what's your email? I got something for you. Aww. And then I got it. And then like an hour later, it went out to the press or whatever. So let me just quickly.
So who is that? Yeah.
Let me quickly get into this. It's really small in the print here, so I'm just going to read this, Kennedy. So phase two in order of priority, individuals 75 plus, you're all
okay.
In. Okay, so anybody 75 plus or older can get the vaccine now. Individuals 65 plus, individuals with two plus comorbidities. Is that the word?
Comorbidities?
Comorbidities.
Ooh,
thank
Daniel.
You, Dan.
Wow.
Five syllables, but
thank
go
you.
Off.
Thank you. I heard them talking about this driving this morning, and I was like, I'm going to have to say that word. I'm going to screw it.
Comorbidities.
So those that are at an increased risk for severe illness. Early education in K-12 workers, transit workers, grocery, utility, food and agriculture, sanitation, public works, and public health workers, and then individuals with one comorbidity. So that's the list effective.
And again, if you're on this list, you kind of have to, as Dr. Sal told us yesterday, advocate for your own care. Some places that you work might be doing it for you.
Yep.
But if you're on this list and they don't,
right.
You can go to the mass.gov site and find out where and when and how.
So as a part of the effort to increase access to the vaccine, he said yesterday that they're going to open a total of 7 mass vaccination sites. So we've already got Gillette and Fenway on the list. They're going to add Eastfield Mall in Springfield. That will open January 29th, followed by the DoubleTree Hilton Hotel in Danvers on February 3rd, then the Reggie Lewis Center in Roxbury sometime in the first week of February. So that is the plan right now.
It's exciting.
It is really, really good news. Let's get to the Good Vibe Tribe.
Carson and Kennedy's Good Vibe Tribe. In this world filled with serious news reports and people doing stupid things, we say every little thing is gonna be alright. Yeah. There are people in this world doing good work and we are here to celebrate them. So don't worry about a thing. Nah. Yeah. Here's another story from a member of Carson and Kennedy's Good Vibe Tribe.
And again, if you know somebody here locally that should be featured as a part of the Good Vibe Tribe, drop us a text right here in the studio at 617-931-1234. This might be the best good news story of the year, and we're only in January. A cleaning lady in New York, she lost her job during COVID and had to move in with her sister after working at the same upscale apartment building for 20 years. But everyone who lives there loves her. So they pulled their money and moved her into the penthouse.
Are you kidding me?
Mm-mm.
Oh,
it's a newly renovated 4-bedroom with 2 massive rooftop terraces, and they covered her rent for 2 years. Now, they did not release how much it costs, but I am a nerd for this guy on YouTube that goes to apartments rentals around New York City and says this is what you get for the money you spend.
Oh, because it's ridiculous.
Because the price
you spend like $8 million and you get a closet.
$3,500 gets you like 600 square feet studio, right? And so I've looked this up. $3,500 may get you a studio apartment in New York City.
That's so insane.
Maybe.
A studio apartment is $3,500 in New York.
How do you live like that?
Right, and that's 600 square feet. I'm not exaggerating.
No.
And this isn't like in the best part of town. This is just like in a normal...
I mean, I pay... In Eastie, I paid almost that.
Yes, but you lived in Eastie, not in a 600 square foot apartment.
I lived in an 800 square foot apartment.
See that? That's a third more.
That is true.
So who knows how much this one costs? But anyway, so she showed up. She thought the building manager had hired her to clean the place, but instead he showed her around, handed her the keys, and she broke down in tears. Go look for the video.
The video is remarkable.
That's amazing.
Members of a church in Pittsburgh took over a supermarket on Saturday. They bought groceries for 200 people and gave all 77 employees a $50 gift card. I love that. A guy in Oklahoma had some extra time on his hands because of the lockdowns, so he spent 4 months doing what we should all have done. He converted an old van into the mystery machine from Scooby-Doo.
Let's go.
And now he's selling food out of it and donating proceeds to charity. That's good stuff.
It's so good.
Here's a new term for you in the pandemic. It is called, we've all heard of hangry, right?
Oh, for sure.
Yeah.
Well, now there's pangry.
I saw this the other day.
What does that mean?
Pangry describes that angry feeling you get when you see someone who's not taking the pandemic as seriously as you are.
I get pangry quite often.
All the
then.
Time. We went out to dinner or to lunch for the first time, like eating out somewhere in quite a while.
Yeah.
And, you know, they asked us when we sat down, leave your mask on until your food and drink show
Those
up.
Are the new rules.
Yes.
Right. Mm-hmm. And these people come sit down, you know, two tables over, big group of people. As soon as they sit down, they rip off all the masks and they're just, yep, yep. And I got pangry.
Yep.
I got pangry.
As you should.
Yes. You know, Peeps had to shut down operations for Halloween and Christmas because they couldn't operate at full capacity during the pandemic. Kennedy, I know how much you love the Peeps.
Kennedy's Peep Show at Easter is must listen
it's
to.
One of my favorites.
Well, good news, Kennedy. It looks like the Kennedy's Peep Show will be here for Easter. Because they are back in full force in time for the biggest moment of the year for them, and that is Easter.
Do we have a record for how many Peeps you get in your mouth?
I don't know. I'd have to go back and look.
But to check the tape.
You guys are real mean number. About it.
Yeah, we want you to stuff as many as you can. We're really trying to break a world record, Kennedy. We're trying to lift you up.
Oh my God, my mouth's watering thinking about you doing
that. I know,
that.
It's gross, right?
Have you given or received any COVID-related presents? 40% of people say they've never given or received a gift like face masks and hand sanitizers, but 57% of people say they have given those, received them, or both. There are things out there now called vaccine chasers. People that go to vaccination sites near closing time hoping to get a leftover dose even though they're not eligible for the vaccine yet. I don't hate this. I've heard
I don't
about
either.
Because I've heard that, you know, these vaccines can go bad.
Yeah.
And if they don't use them, they're just wasted. So I'm surprised there's not like an app where you can find out where they would tell
it's
you.
It's so new. I imagine maybe that's just something that would be hard to do with all the places.
If they're just going to throw them out, though, absolutely. Give me somebody who wants them.
And Ted Wheeler, the mayor of Portland, Oregon, pepper sprayed a guy without a mask who confronted him for eating at a restaurant.
Don't mess with Portland people.
Wow.
They're unique.
Right.
Yeah, he's not playing anymore.
It's the nicest way you could have said it,
they
Kennedy.
Are unique people. I love Portland. It's weird.
Kennedy, what do you have for the Good Vibe Tribe audio?
Okay, so there's a Canadian band. They're called the Lottery Winners, and they posted a sea shanty version of Nickelback's song Rockstar. Well, Nickelback saw it, and they decided to add in their own vocals, and here is the result.
We all just want to be big rock stars, live in hilltop houses, driving 15 cars. The girls come easy and the drugs come cheap. We all stay skinny because we just won't eat. And we'll hang out in the coolest bars and the VIPs with the movie stars. Every good gold digger's gonna wind up there. Every playboy bunny with a bleached blonde hair. And we'll hide out in the private rooms with the latest dictionary and today's who's who. We'll get you anything with that evil smile.
Everybody's got a drug dealer on speed dial.
Oh my God.
Yep.
Isn't that wonderful?
I'm in.
Oh my God. I've listened to it 14 times this morning and there's no signs of slowing down.
I saw the guy, the original guy on the Today Show over the weekend, and he got a record contract out of this.
Good.
Like he got signed to a record deal because of that.
We all just want to be big rock stars, live in hilltop houses,
driving 15 cars. The girls come easy and the drugs come cheap. We all stay skinny cause we just won't eat. And we'll hang out in the coolest bars and the VIPs with the movie stars. Every good gold digger's gonna wind up there. Every playboy bunny with the bleached blonde hair. And we'll hide out in the private rooms with the latest dictionary and today's who's who. We'll get you anything with that evil smile.
Everybody's got a drug dealer on speed dial.
If you know someone who should be celebrating Carson and Kennedy's Good Vibe Tribe, call or text us now. 617-931-1234. Keep up the good vibes there, Boston.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 1041.
The Carson and Kennedy Show is back.
The entertainment that keeps me going.
On Mix 1041.
Do you ever have one of those days when you're trying to adult and you just keep getting kicked in the junk?
Daily?
Yeah. Yeah.
I feel like we're all in it right now.
This happened to me yesterday. So it actually started on Saturday. I get the mail and there is a handwritten letter to me.
Yeah. I love those.
Well, I open it up and it's a ticket from the city of Cambridge.
What?
Mm-hmm.
And I've gotten a ticket for an expired inspection sticker on my truck.
Mm-hmm.
I'm like, first of all,
what?
I haven't been pulled over and I haven't stopped in Cambridge. I've only driven through Cambridge on my way from this radio station to my house in Charlestown.
Okay.
I drive Memorial Drive. That's the way I drive home every day.
Sure.
Right.
And the ticket is timed right around the time I would be driving home from work too. So at some point, maybe a Cambridge police officer was behind me. I don't know how he could see it because the inspection sticker is on the front of the car.
Right.
Is it expired though?
Absolutely.
Okay. I think it's linked to your license plate. So you know how it automatically checks your license plate when they're driving by?
Yeah, I just spaced during the pandemic.
Wow, technology. Oh, are you kidding? Mine was June.
Mine was like 6 months over. Everybody was.
So,
yeah, I've pushed like a year before.
Yeah.
So yesterday I'm like, I'm going to go get this handled, right? First day I can do it because I got the thing on Saturday. I'm going to go Monday and I'm going to drive down to the inspection place. So I drive down to the inspection place, and the inspection place where I live is hard to get to. You have to go down into the port. You have to show them your ID. It's a real pain, but I go down there. I go to get out of the car. I'm like, oh, they're going to ask me for my registration. I start tearing apart my car. I cannot find my car's registration. It's gone. So I drive back to the house. I'm like, well, it's got to be in a bag. It's got to be somewhere. I have Lana tearing up her office. We spend an hour tearing apart the car again. Her office cannot find the registration for my vehicle. I'm like, okay, no worries. I live in the city. I'll run over to City Hall Plaza real quick and I'll get it.
That's the funniest thing I've ever heard in my life.
So I hop online. They're not accepting appointments for that.
Mm-mm.
You can do a myriad of other things, like get your neighborhood sticker, but you cannot get a loss registration.
Wow.
So I'm like, fine, I'll scrap that. Now, in the middle of all of this, as you know, Kennedy, I'm trying to get a home equity line of credit.
Right.
We're trying to do a big remodeling project, and I need some money to do it, right?
Right.
So finally, I get the email yesterday that says the money has arrived.
Woohoo!
That's not mine. I'm just giving it off to somebody else.
No, but I mean, it's wonderful you can get it done, and then by the summer, you'll be ready to go.
Yes.
Right. And they said,
we'll be ready to go down there.
Yes.
So I do this through a credit union called US Alliance, okay? And so they email me and say, log on to your account. You cannot pay people out of this account. You have to move it into a different account. This is just where the money is stored.
But then you have to like put it in your account and move along.
Exactly. So I'm like, cool. How do I get into my account? And I start going through all my documents because I started this process on this HELOC in October.
Right.
And I've had so many. So I'm.
Loans are fun.
Right. So I spend 20 minutes trying to figure out how to get back into it. It's almost 5 o'clock now and I need to get this done. So at like 4:55 p.m., I call the customer service line. I get this wonderful woman on the phone. But she's like, yeah, I don't know if I'm going to be able to get this done today because it's now 5 o'clock. She probably wants to get the hell out of her office. And here's this guy that can't figure out to log on.
You're that guy that comes into the restaurant 10 minutes before closing and wants a full meal.
I am that guy. I am that guy now. So she then spends about 25 minutes on the phone with me, first verifying who I am because she doesn't want to give me access to this account.
Sure.
The money is in that I can take out. So 20 minutes, she gets it all figured out, gets me logged in, gets me all of my information. And sure enough, I hang up with her. I go in and there is the money. Praise God. Hallelujah. Now all I have to do is transfer it over to my bank.
Which sounds easy enough.
So then today I can get it done, right?
Yes.
So I log on to my bank account, and there's the tab, go in, add a new account to bring in money to do a transfer, and it does a test transfer where it does like 25 cents and 27 cents.
Sure.
You ever had to go through that process before?
Yes.
So I do all of that, and then I get an error. So I spend about 10 minutes trying to delete the account, re-log into the account, do all of this stuff, and I can't.
Oh,
so now I have to call that bank. So I call that bank. I get a wonderful lady, but she has a really thick accent. She is in another country, and it is very hard to hear her. And I spend about 25 minutes on the phone. We're having a trouble communicating with one another. We finally get it figured out. And she says, yeah, I can't help you with that. I'm going to have to put you through to our computer people that can work on the online banking.
Right.
So I have now been on with her for 20 minutes. I waited 20 minutes to get on. I now wait another 30 minutes while I'm eating dinner for somebody else to pick up the phone. Okay, so now...
Been there. I feel you.
So we are now probably about an hour and a half in between the first phone call, the second call, and being on hold.
Sure.
The guy comes on, and I explain the problem to me, and he says, yeah, he's like, so here's the deal. Our company says we do that, but we don't really do it very well. Let me guess, you're trying to do it from a credit union, right? I said, I am. He's like, don't even waste your time. I could tell you how to do it. You could reset, you could delete. It would take us an hour on the phone. Just go to the credit union, have them wire the money over to our bank. It'll be much easier on you. And I'm like, well, that would have been nice to know like an hour.
Right, right. Of course.
So I know what you're doing today then.
So I will spend the first half of my day today.
Yep.
Trying to get a new registration for my car, trying to get a new inspection sticker for my car, and trying to get my money in my hands.
Those days are just the worst because you're trying to like check things off your to-do list. You probably were so hyped about it, and the world is just like, no.
I was just going to knock these things out real quick, yeah. And
technology is so awesome, and it's so awful.
It's
all
horrible.
At the same time.
And then
at the end of the day, Barrett comes downstairs. He's like, hey, Dad, you want to do a puzzle? And I have to give my wife credit. She kind of intervened. She's like, you know, I don't think your dad is probably in the mood right now to talk to other human beings. So you should probably just leave him alone.
Just let him sit for a minute.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1.
She's got the Hollywood hookup. Gossiping 24/7. It's the Dirty on the 30 with Kennedy.
With Cameron.
Yeah. I totally have not given you what you needed. I'm sorry.
Oh, that's all right. No, we'll figure it out. You just do your thing.
All right. So first up, I want to talk about Bridgerton.
Yes, ma'am.
Annie, do you watch The Bridgerton?
I don't. I'm not a fan of those kinds of
shows. The period dramas?
Yeah, they're not my vibe.
I started watching it. I don't hate it, but I think I was watching like five different ones at the same time of the period dramas. So,
okay.
And it lost me at one certain point that I'm not going to say because spoiler alert.
Sure.
However, this show has reached more than 63 million households. It is Netflix's fifth biggest original series of all time.
Wow.
And it has reached the number one spot in 76 different countries.
Holy smokes.
So it's kind of a big deal.
Right.
And big news is that it's been renewed for a second season. And you remember the Game of Thrones coffee cup heard around the world?
Yes.
Well, this happened in Bridgerton.
I love this stuff so much.
Apparently, in episode one, you had to really be looking for this, but
yeah.
You see a horse-drawn carriage on a cobblestone road. Mm. Everyone's
sure.
dressed accordingly. And then apparently you see like a dotted yellow line down the middle of the street.
Whoops.
And they didn't have dotted yellow lines down the middle of the street.
Then.
I mean, it's really not a big deal, but oh my God, it took off on the interwebs.
Pretty funny if you saw in the background like a Prius driving by.
Right.
You know, something like somebody's wearing a watch. Well, or something.
Apple Watch.
Remember how heated the Game of Thrones cast got? Like, Emilia Clarke was getting, like, death threats because of a Starbucks cup, and she was like, guys, first of all, wasn't me. Second of all, please calm down.
Third time, not my fault. They
not
hire
my fault.
People to check
it's,
for that.
It's okay.
Kanye West is back in Los Angeles for the first time since rumors of that possible split with Kim Kardashian. He arrived on a private jet. What do you call it? A peege?
A peege.
On Sunday from Wyoming.
Nobody calls it a peege, Kennedy.
Everybody does, except us, Carson, because we're old and we don't have one.
Get hip.
He looked very serious as he got off the plane, wearing, you know, monochromatic clothes as always.
Always.
As we have told you, Kim has hired celebrity divorce lawyer Laura Wasser to work out the settlement before she files with the courts.
Yep.
They've got a lot of finances, a lot of properties to work through,
yeah.
and custody arrangements as well for their four children. And so it looks like it's happening.
They have four kids together?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Jeez.
North, Saint, Chicago, and some.
Wow, I did not realize that.
Yeah.
She had one, and then the rest were surrogate, I believe, because she had so many problems during that pregnancy.
Really bad pregnancy with North.
I guess I didn't realize there was 4 kids.
Yeah.
Yeah. She has 4, Courtney has 3.
Well, when you don't see, like, a pregnant pictures of her everywhere, right. I suppose, you know, and they kept their surrogate very secret and private and stuff like that, so. Mm-hmm. All right, and you guys, the Ben Affleck carrying Dunkin' Donuts pictures have become almost ridiculous. It's almost like every third day we get Ben Affleck not being able to handle his Dunkin' Donuts.
I need the paparazzi to leave him alone, first of all.
Well, there's a conspiracy theory that Dunkin' Donuts has hired him.
Yes.
Or it's Dunkin', excuse me. It's Dunkin' now.
Right.
Has hired him for this.
Yep. I believe it.
I don't know.
I believe it.
Not even a little bit.
I believe this totally. I had my mind blown the other day. I was listening to a podcast and they were talking about David Dobrik.
The guy
who became
a huge YouTube star. Yeah.
And became a huge TikTok star. And I found out the reason he became a big TikTok star is because TikTok paid him millions of dollars to join their platform and then promoted his video.
Well, that makes sense.
But you don't have to tell people, and that's kind of shady to me. Ben isn't like posting love my dunks.
Right.
These are paparazzi people catching him outside of his house when DoorDash delivers.
Is it though?
Yeah.
Yeah, but I just don't see it.
Guys, they're not flattering photos. Like
it doesn't have to be. It's
his
just
Old Navy underwear.
It feels authentic though, and that's why it goes viral. Like it's genius marketing.
I just don't think it is.
Ben
has enough money. He's fine.
I need
dunks
them to leave him alone.
I feel like Dunks is pure. And they would never do such a thing.
I just feel so bad because you know he gets like Uber Eats or like DoorDash or something and tries so hard to avoid going out in public for this reason.
Right. I'm not angry that they're doing it, but I think they're doing it. I think it's a genius.
If you're going to pay any Affleck, it's Casey Affleck, so we can smoke a Newport right outside.
Yeah.
100%.
I think that SNL skit was amazing.
It's so good.
I think it's a marketing
campaign.
He comes
with so many problems.
They're so savvy now, Dunkin'. I mean, they've got, you know, the other girls from TikTok, the DeMello girls, which are huge. TikToks. It's just smart. It's smart marketing.
They
right?
endorse the DeMello girls.
The DeMello sisters have like a drink at Dunkies.
They do. They have dunks. I have my gigantic coffee that I should not be drinking.
I see their videos every once in a while pop up on Instagram, and they like all the time they have a dunks that cup in their hands.
Yeah, but they're 17. Like Ben Affleck just doesn't.
I just don't see it. Yeah. But God love him either way.
He's not an influencer for you, Annie.
Either way,
David Dobrik is worth $15 million.
It's unbelievable.
Yep.
I hate my life sometimes. I'm going to make TikToks.
Go ahead, Dan. Do it. Make a YouTube. Do Cameo. I think all of these things, you would be so successful. I would want to watch these things because you're hilarious.
Yes. Oh,
thank you.
Do it. All right, guys.
It's work.
It is work.
It's more work.
But you have to work to make money, so it is what it is.
Kennedy, just get me doing candid shots holding Dunkin's in the hallway.
Well, I could make you 4 YouTube videos probably in the next month, and I think they'd be awesome. And they wouldn't have nothing to do with Dunks unless they wanted you to be a part of it, in which case, yes, let's do that. All right, guys. Well,
I'm drinking Dunks right now.
I'm drinking Dunks right now.
You got one, too?
Yeah.
Wow.
Out of our coffee
machine.
They have it in our coffee machine.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
It's funny. Our coffee maker gives you an option, either Starbucks beans or Dunkin' beans.
Yep.
And you can tell we live in Boston because the Dunkin' beans is always much lower.
We're a Dunkin' house here. All right, guys. Coming up at 7:30, speaking of conspiracy theories.
Yes.
I have got one about Olivia Rodrigo and that whole thing.
Ooh.
If you're going to come for Olivia Rodrigo, then...
I'm not coming for either one of them, but I think we played ourselves, is what I think. And I'll let you know all about it.
I can't handle this. I'm too invested.
That's a good tease.
I'm too invested. In this teeny bopper drama.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1.
The Carson and Kennedy Show is back.
So here we go.
On Mix 104.1.
Right now, you just gotta stop by your local mom and pop shop and buy stuff, a little or a lot, and support Carson and Kennedy's Prop Up Your Mom and Pop Shop.
All right, we are going in hard on mom and pop shops in the area. So if you know of one, you want to let us know about yours, drop us an email, morningshow@mix1041.com. And all this week, we're just going to highlight local mom and pop shops. And we're going to start first with Chef Joseph and the Paul Revere Restaurant in Medford. Just imagine a family restaurant that has been around since the 30s, and it has been the dream of yours for your entire life to be able to own this restaurant. Good morning, Chef Joseph. How are you?
Good, how are you?
We're doing well. So, you made this dream come true to run this restaurant. How long have you been running the restaurant now?
So I've been running it for just about over a year, and my father's been here since 2000, and it's like a lifelong dream to work next to him. So
unbelievable.
So you, how did you make that dream happen? Went to culinary school and all that, and then came back and.
Yeah, basically. So I started when I was 10 doing pots and pans, working my way up. And then I went to school, high school for culinary at a Volk school at Minuteman. And then I went to college for culinary and just worked in under different kitchens and then finally saved up enough and bought in with them. So
cool.
I love 10 years old. You're in the back just washing pots and pans.
You know, dad's like, get in the back. If you want to work, you want to work, man.
And I imagine as the exactly. owner, you're still doing pots and pans, but
yes.
that's just the way it is.
I still am.
All right. So the Paul Revere Restaurant, again, in Medford. It's 447 High Street. They're on Facebook at facebook.com/Paul Revere Restaurant. And what is the best thing to order on the menu?
My favorite best thing to order is the Irish Eggs Benedict.
Oh.
It's crispy, and then you got the gooey, runny poached eggs and the nice hollandaise sauce on top. And that's one of my favorite dishes here that I would order every time I come in.
I'm drooling.
Sold.
And Eggs Benny? Are you kidding?
There's nothing better than a chef explaining
food.
No.
Food, because there's just a particular way. There's a little of this, a little of that.
Really hate the picture.
Yes.
And now I see the egg dribbling down.
All right. Ready. Paul Revere Restaurant again in Medford. Carson and Kennedy's Prop Up Your Mom and Pop Shop on Facebook at Paul Revere Restaurant on Facebook. And then again, 447 High Street in Medford. And real quick, what are your hours, Chef Joseph?
Our hours right now are Tuesday through Saturday, 6:30 to 12, and then Sunday, 7 a.m. to 12 p.m.
Brunch!
And
amazing.
All right. Well, it was wonderful to meet you. We wish you all the best,
thanks,
okay?
Chef.
Yep, thank you.
Get back to work before your dad yells at you.
All right.
Ugh, I love that story so much.
All right, we're going to move next to Carol Harlow Carlson and Treat Cakes and Confections. And I guess, Carol, you were working like a corporate job back in 2016. And what happened with that job?
It was just a stressful environment for me. I'd been there for many iterations. I'd been there for about 12 years. And the company was going through a lot of changes, and I decided I just really couldn't reinvent myself for them again.
Right.
And I had already just completed a list of life goals. I knew I wanted to go to culinary school, so it was already kind of on my plan, but I was in a cafe getting my lunch to sit and eat it at my desk, and a woman came in with cakes and desserts and filled the display case with all these cakes and then had her little slip signed and walked out the door, and I thought, oh my gosh, that's it.
It's like a light bulb.
So
what?
I had the chance to talk to Carol a little offline yesterday. And so Carol sort of doesn't have a brick and mortar right now. She's working out of a kitchen. And,
sure,
and that's
course.
How she can make all your stuff. However, right. Carol, tell everyone your dream.
Oh, well, I'm going to have Barbie Dream Kitchen.
Stop
and
it.
We actually have.
It's my dream, too.
We have, we're in this small rented commercial kitchen, which is beautiful, but tiny. And we're limited by our space. And we're all parents and we all have other things going on, so we're chugging out what we can, but we've got a really great collection of wholesale partners that retail our a lot of our gluten-free products, so I'd love to roll out nationwide on some of those items. But we're also just a small local boutique bakery, and people call us and order desserts for special events, for just special occasions, or just family dinners. A lot of caterers and provide the desserts for their catering events. So we just like to continue to grow and support our local community and be a presence nationwide.
All right, let me give the website so people can go online. If you're in the North Shore area, it's treatcakesandconfections.com, treatcakesandconfections.com. And we're going to put everybody's businesses up at mix1041.com. So if you miss it or if you want to text us here into the studio, and we'll give you all that information. Again, it's treatcakesandconfections.com. What's your bestseller?
Oh my gosh, our maple oat scones, our gluten-free brownies, and our chocolate chip cookies are killer, and probably our fan favorite is our fall and chocolate cake. It's beautiful, simple, elegant, fun to make, gluten-free, it ticks all the boxes, overall amazing dessert.
Oh, let's go. You know, Carol, I am in the North Shore area, and I love Treats Cakes and Confections. And I have been binge-watching Great British Bake Off. You are right up my alley.
Let's get her Barbie kitchen, y'all.
Yes.
Let's do it.
I know you do a lot of gluten-free products. Can I get extra gluten in mine kind of stuff you don't use in other people's cakes?
Yeah, but you know, we don't need the disclaimer, because our stuff is just delicious. Some of it also happens to be gluten-free at the same time. But we're on Instagram and Facebook, and people can check us out. Our website has a menu, and
And is it
treats, cakes, and confections on Instagram as well?
It's treat cakes confections on Instagram, treat cakes on Facebook, and we just really appreciate everyone who's shopping local during these really challenging days for small businesses, especially small food businesses.
All right, it is Carol Harlow Carlson, and again, treats, cakes, and confections.
Treat, excuse me.
And again, no brick and mortar. You got to do it online.
Yep.
North Shore, specializing in pastries, desserts, and all things sweet. They also have a special flair for creating truly delicious gluten-free desserts.
There you have it.
Best of luck to you, Carol, okay?
Thank you so much. Thanks for the shout-out.
Thanks, all right. Carol.
There you go. That is awesome, Kennedy.
I feel so happy.
That
right
felt
now
good, yeah, to help really out good local businesses.
Mm-hmm. I was looking at her Valentine's Day menu, too, and I was like, well, I'm just going to buy all of this for myself. Every single sugar cookie on this menu will be in my belly.
Can't
thank you
just
much
send it to DJ Robin and
no,
have
it's
him
for,
do it?
It's for me.
But he should give it to you.
I'm not sure.
Get him something for Valentine's
no,
Day.
No,
producer Dan.
Get my man a sugar cookie. Know your worth, King. Let her play you.
Is she allowed to cross the line into the North Shore to do this? I don't know.
It's online.
It's online. Oh. She'll get you everywhere, man.
And for Carol, I would let it happen.
All right.
Thank you.
Prop up your mom and pop shop. If you own a business and you would like to prop it up on our show, please drop us an email, morningshow@mix1041.com. Morningshow@mix1041.com. We're going to do this all week long.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 1041.
She's got the Hollywood hookup. Gossiping 24/7. It's the Dirty on the 30 with Kennedy.
With Kennedy.
Yeah. Dirty is the service of Kay and Bacon. So, we all know the song now, I think, Driver's License,
yes,
by Olivia Rodriguez.
Rodrigo, excuse me.
I'm so sorry. It came out of kind of nowhere.
Yep.
And the next thing you know, it's the number one seller on everything.
Yep.
And
would you like me to just play a little
please, please,
hook of it just
please
in case people have not heard this song, Kennedy, because it is so new.
You or your teenager has been crying in the car about this. So.
Or you're 26 years old and you've been crying in the car.
You said forever, now I drive alone past your street.
So ow, she wrote this song.
Yes.
She's on the show High School Musical, the musical, the series.
Yes, girly.
And then she was dating a boy. The boy started dating another girl.
Yes.
He was the male star of the show, right?
Yes.
Okay.
And the girl wrote another song.
Yes.
In essence, a retaliation, a response.
A clapback, if you will,
a diss track.
Okay.
Yeah.
And a lot of consternation. Who are
what
these
was that one called?
Skin.
Skin, okay.
A lot of talk about who's this blonde person and you didn't want to put my name in your song. Da-da-da-da-da. Well, here's the bottom line, friends.
Yes. Yes.
There is a rumor and a conspiracy theory out there that Disney orchestrated it all.
Stop it.
I can't. I'm dropping my mic and I'm leaving.
Okay. Which, like, I can see definitely because they both capitalized off of this. The
yes
show has capitalized off of
yes
this. All of it. I get it.
Yes.
But the pain in Olivia Rodrigo's voice says otherwise.
Yeah. And I Skin is okay. It's not a great clap. I mean, it's a little
it
bit of a clapback.
It's become a thing.
Yeah.
Right.
It's
and the
true
people digging in, Carson, these websites that I went to find mm-hmm all my
yes
conspiracy theories, went down so many rabbit holes mm about different movies they were in and different TV shows and lines that they said in those shows and this, that, and the other. And they're saying that while Disney didn't do the record deals, because they have record deals with other companies,
yeah,
but that ultimately they're still under contract with Disney, yeah, and Disney had something to do.
Everybody involved is making a lot of money right
so
now.
Yeah, a lot of people have a lot of time on their hands to sit around and mess around on the internet.
Which I love because
holes
I got to tell you, woo,
it's
once
fun.
Once
it's
the
fun
pandemic is like starts to taper off, those things will go away.
I hope not, because really, I have found some marvelous Instagram pages that have given me lots of info. So we told you yesterday that JoJo Siwa came out as gay with a viral TikTok set to Lady Gaga's Born This Way, and
yep
then she made an announcement. And then late yesterday, Annie, you told us that she had been swatted.
Yes.
And basically what this is, somebody sends ostensibly the paparazzi call the cops and say, this person is in distress, you need to send the police right away.
Yes.
And then they have to come outside,
yep,
and then they have to take pictures. Here's JoJo talking about it.
The police were saying that somebody had called and made a claim, and then all of a sudden, paparazzi came from around the corner. So basically, it's called swatting, where the media will actually call the police, so that way you have to come outside your house.
That person should be thrown in jail.
That should be illegal. Why is that
allowed?
Well,
it is.
Yeah.
It has to be, right?
But your call is anonymous. You see.
Yeah, but nowadays you can
burner phones.
Triangulate yeah the
also, she's
phones
a minor. Like, can't I?
Yeah.
Isn't that different rules as well?
Just taking the legality out of it for a second and just talking morally.
Humanity.
How garbage that
if
is
you're an adult person and that's how you wake up every day and choose to earn your living,
right?
You're a scumbag. Find another skill.
Also, she's on Instagram telling you all her story. I don't know what other picture you need.
There are no secrets here. She's being honest.
And if you don't know, JoJo Siwa is a very popular social media star. Mm-hmm. She does concerts. She releases songs. I'm surprised she doesn't live in a place that's a bit more secure where paparazzi couldn't see her if the police showed up. You know what I mean? Like,
you still have to come out the front door.
Yeah, it doesn't matter. Even if you live in Hidden Hills, even if you live in middle of nowhere, Malibu.
And those people have lenses that can see 80 miles away. It's
so
gross.
Shady. Feel bad for her.
Me too.
Also, one of the things that we sort of touched on yesterday was, you know, was she going to get any hate from this?
Yep. Mm-hmm.
From people who are awful.
Yep.
And I only saw one thing. Somebody said, my kid will never watch you again, to which she replied, okay.
Like, oh, okay, move along then.
I can't imagine, like, telling my kid won't watch you because you're gay.
It's disgusting.
So, sorry, your kid has a mom who's a bigot.
But I just love the way she responded with grace and whatever, and we're moving along.
Yeah, I would have been Carson level petty.
Sam.
Which is all right. Sam Smith.
Twitter fingers all. Wild. I'd have sent my Carson level petty gif that I have that the digital department made for me.
I made that one.
Did you?
The logo, I made that one.
Oh, I thought that was Eric.
No, I had it made and I actually paid for it.
Did
what?
You?
Nope. It was only like $5, but I loved it too much not to have it.
Amazing.
Well, I love it too.
That was before we had a graphics person that could do it.
Oh, thank you, Kennedy. Carson, level petty. It's okay, JoJo, if you get like that occasionally.
So Sam Smith, still looking for love, and they're taking the next step in doing so. They joined Tinder.
Yes.
However, they are letting their friends pick for them, which is something I really need you guys to do.
I remember Sam saying that everyone thought that Sam's profile was fake.
So this happened on Raya.
Oh, that's what it was. Okay.
He was on Raya. They were on Raya, and then they got kicked off Hinge because it was thought that it was a catfishing account.
Yes.
So sources say Sam has been single for ages, and their friends are keen to find someone. Hard enough to meet someone normally, but in the past year.
Right.
Preach it, Sam. You can't meet anybody because it's a pandemic.
Seriously.
Is that hitting you where you live, Kennedy?
It hits me right where I live. Friends are hoping they can find a regular person who isn't bothered about Sam's star power or anything like that. All of the matches are being vetted by friends who then send the profiles to Sam in the hope that that one could be the one.
Amazing.
I love that.
Amazing.
That they have been able to feel confident enough in trusting their friends, which is what you should do.
Well, sometimes
you allow the three of us.
Yes.
As soon as I could actually meet people.
We have a panel of judges, me, producer Dan, and Annie.
Oh, let me swipe for you.
All right.
Yes.
Kennedy, I would love to do that for you.
You can have it then.
But it's not just swiping. It's like they're going
to... The conversations and stuff.
Well, they're going to have to get through us first. You know what I'm saying?
That's fine. I'll give you my account.
But sometimes your friends know better, too, because sometimes people have garbage taste.
Yeah.
I don't know what you're talking about, Annie.
I love you very much.
My taste has been spectacular! I'm sweating. I'm literally sweating. All right, guys, coming up at 8:30, we're going to talk Bridgerton. I have some good news for you. If you're a fan and Kanye is back in L.A., I will tell you why. All right, let's go.
Kennedy, could you please leave the studio?
Sure thing. Good luck.
She's coming in hot.
Oh, my God. I'm having a hot attack.
I got smoked by Kennedy.
That is right.
Now, can you beat Kennedy?
We got a text from the 774. What is Carson level petty, you ask? Let me tell you what Carson level petty is.
Carson level petty.
My name is spelled with a K.
All right, let it go.
Well, maybe that's just autocorrect. My favorite is when it goes to Larson. I'm like, who Larson. Is named Larson? Who?
Like Swedish Carson people, maybe?
Level petty.
The guy's name in heavyweights. His name is Lars, isn't it?
Yeah.
Lars.
Sometimes I could just
lunch
be petty.
Lunch is canceled due to lack of hustle.
Deal with it.
You know what? Carson, we all are. You just embrace it. And for that, we thank you.
All right.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1.
We all have our guilty pleasure television shows, but it just so happens that Annie's guilty pleasure television show is Hot Garbage.
Yep.
But she is here to report on it every week, and we are here for her. Annie's obsessed.
Annie's obsessed. She gets the traffic right. Annie's obsessed. Don't call her Monday night. She's president of Bachelor Nation. If you didn't know.
Now you know.
And don't get her started. A supermarket joke.
Why she mad, though?
Annie's obsessed. Bachelor Edition.
As I sat on my couch, that was my grandparents from 1942. You can imagine how comfortable I am every week. I pour a glass of wine into my RBG glass and thought to myself, was Ruth ever in Batchy Nation. And then I quickly felt the feminism leave my body because Ruth would never subject herself to this. Or maybe it was her guilty pleasure, too. I'm sticking to the latter. Last night was a doozy. We had bullying. We had boxing. We had hot air balloons. We had new blood. The episode started out with the ladies discussing Sarah's sudden departure and Victoria not knowing how to keep her mouth shut and decided to continue talking about her even though she was gone. Katie, the only one with a backbone, called her out for being a bully. And Victoria demanded an apology. Katie gave her the stiff arm deny.
Are you talking about today when you were calling Sarah names?
When I said the trash took itself out? I just would love an apology because...
You're not going to get an apology.
You told me to stop when I wasn't done expressing myself.
Expressing yourself and name calling are two different things.
Well, I can do whatever I want.
Yeah.
And I can express myself with name calling when I choose to.
Oh. What? Oh.
But she wants an apology.
That's my girl.
Finish him.
Last night, my friends, we met five new ladies, even though there's still approximately 78 women, and I know two of them. Why not add a couple new faces? And these women held nothing back. First, my girl Brittany got out of the limo and said, I want to make up for lost time. An immediate makeout. Power moves only. My other favorite of the new girlies is Michelle, who in fact has Michelle Obama arms and Rosario Dawson's face, and I wish she would just date me instead of Matt James. The rest of the house was in for a rude awakening, and I, for one, dreamt of how terrible Victoria was going to feel seeing these new women walk in. One of the new ladies, Catalina, was actually Miss Puerto Rico and wore her sash and her crown as an entrance, which many of the ladies do.
Oh, wow.
And Queen Victoria didn't like that, and she decided to put her little grubby hands on Catalina's crown.
Catalina, come here. I would love to meet you.
Okay. I mean, I, of course.
Uh-oh.
I'll go over
Let's
there.
Get over.
Are you a former Miss? Or like?
Yeah, so I'm Victoria, like the queen. Okay. And so I think I should have that crown, actually.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
I mean, thank you.
She is so lucky. I am not in that house.
And you better never show your face around Quincy.
Okay,
hear
okay.
Me?
Come on, come on.
Fast forward to the group date, where one of the newbies, Brittany, who gave Matt James a tongue bath, shout out Kennedy, wanted to get some time with him and interrupted Anna. And this did not sit so well with Anna. So what does every mean girl do? She went and started spreading rumors about her.
Oh, I'm sorry. I'm just so shaken by the last
really
one.
She is entertaining men for money.
That's insane.
It's all, like, insane. No one's sending my profile being like, watch out for this girl. Like, there is a rumor because she knows all of the rich men in Chicago that Brittany may be an escort.
Oh.
Even if this was true, even if she was in relationships with wealthy men in Chicago, that is none of your business, and we do not shame sex workers. It's 2021. Ta-ta now.
Let's go.
And you better never show your face around Quincy.
Okay.
Hear
okay.
me?
Okay, come on, come on.
The best part of the episode, in my humble opinion, was the fact that Matt James gave the only one-on-one of the evening to one of the newbies, and that was my girl, Michelle. Michelle is a teacher from Minnesota, and she is a dream. She's too precious for the show. He's in love with her. America's in love with her. She's my winner. Let's wrap up the episode with another group date, shall we? A dream group date for a bunch of angry women who have been stuck inside for what seems like an eternity, and that, my friends, is boxing. That's right. The cavemen producers threw the ladies in the ring together, and it went, well, it went.
There's a shot.
All right, so done. Throw in the towel.
Okay, that's it.
That's the fight.
That's it.
I had to call the fight. It was getting dangerous, and... That's not what we were going for today. We're in there to have fun, but the fact that they were so willing to get in there and put their skills on the line for love says a lot.
What did you think was going to happen? The uppercuts weren't the worst part of the date, though. There was more bullying, and when there's grown women being mean, there's Katie to the rescue. And I'm usually not one for snitching, but Matt had to know.
And there's some pretty bad rumors that are starting about the new girls that literally could ruin their lives. Not even exaggerating. So I just figured tomorrow everyone's together in one room. You could address it. And coming from you, I think it would just mean a lot more to them.
I hear it, and that's something that I'll never stand for, and I'm going to address tomorrow.
Yeah.
So next week, will Matt finally send these bullies packing? Will he just marry Michelle already? Will he stop kissing with his eyes open? All of these will be answered. I'm going to go take a nap, okay? Love you, bye.
And you better never show your face around Quincy.
Okay,
hear me?
Okay. Come on, come on.
What did that come from?
It's from Ted.
How have we not been using that Ted clip?
I don't know.
Dan,
do we even radio?
You should, as soon as I was watching last night and I saw Victoria, I was like, she better never show her face in Quincy. And I was like,
she gets the traffic right. Annie's obsessed, don't call her Monday night. She's president of Bachelor Nation. If you didn't know,
now you know.
And don't get her started. A supermarket joke.
Don't show your face, quiz.
Annie's obsessed. Bachelor
Eva.
And you better never show your face around Quincy.
Okay,
hear
okay.
Me?
Come on, come on.
Thank you, Carson.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 1041.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.